Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 103. My name is Nick Tan, as it is always, and I've got some fantastic music for you. Some nice little bits and pieces with Unplug the Jukebox with Paul Lane, and a cup of tea and a piece of cake with the great, I was going to say the late great Dave Miles. No, he's not late yet. He's late getting to the party. He's always late getting to the party, he is this week. He's only just come back from Marrakesh. I spoke to him earlier on this week, and he's in fine fettle. Right, let's get on with some music, shall we? We've got some great tunes for you, as I said. The first track I'm going to play you, I received, sometime this week, and it's by a band called, he said, looking up on the sheet, Stereo Sound Funk. Should give you some idea what this music's about, shouldn't it? This is a great track. This is called If I... We're done. Brilliant. That was Stereo Soul Funk and If I. Quite like that. Now, it's a Saturday afternoon. Bit of a change for me. Normally last thing on a Sunday, and I'm going, oh, God, I'll get these bloody things finished. But I've got things to do tomorrow. I've got a gig to do tonight. I've got to go and woo people. I've got to go and woo a folk club in Amberley in, is it West Sussex? It might just be Sussex. Near Arundel. Remember I mentioned last week I was at and about trying to find some nice gigs to play. Well, this is a tryout I'm doing tonight, so fingers crossed I can seduce the people of Sussex. We'll see. Now, Alan White's, why do I get this wrong? Alan Wentz, you know, we know Alan Wentz, don't we? Now, he sent me this track ages ago, and just purely by chance, I found it earlier on, and I found a tweet from him saying, oh, have you got those tracks I sent you? And I thought to myself, track? I can't remember any Alan Wentz tracks. I can't remember. But then I found it. Oh, I'm glad I did. It's brilliant. This is Alan Wentz and Ernie's.
From King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
How good was that? That was bloody marvellous. Thanks, Alan. That was absolutely bloody brilliant. Right, I was listening to something earlier on this week, and I thought, you know what? That sounds a little bit like Image Game by Light. So I thought, I better play it.
Thank you. Hello, I'm a posh bird. And you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
When I got a bit of time. Lovely. That was Light and a fantastic track called Image Game. They're from Japan. Brilliant. Brilliant band. Right. I think it's about time for this.
Currency accepted. Make selection now. Selection accepted. Artist found.
We're gonna have to huddle a little bit.
It's that time of the week again, friends. Here is Paul Lane and Nick Tan. Unplug the jukebox, baby.
Well, Paul.
Well, Nick.
It's that time of the week again, mate, isn't it?
Yes, it is, mate. How are you? You all right?
I'm very good. Very tired. I find this weather is sort of making me very tired in the evening. I'm sort of falling asleep from the telly.
Is it? Well, how do you mean? Like, because it's getting darker earlier?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Leaving the house in darkness and coming home in darkness, mate. It's that time.
It's getting there, isn't it?
I don't mind it. I quite like it. It's quite cosy.
Yeah, I suppose it's all right because I do a lot of driving and everything. I just sit in the car with the lights on. It takes a lot more concentration when it's dark on the motorways.
I guess.
So how about you, mate?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. Yeah, everything's good. Life is sweet.
Lovely.
You know. So I've been getting my ears around some new tunes this week, and also obviously the relaunch. Of Unplug as well.
Yeah. So what differences were people seeing in it?
Well, just the fact that it's no longer kind of dedicated to unsigned music. It's a purely self-indulgent thing now. Yeah. In that I write about
like
the music. Sorry.
So we like self-indulgence. Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's just an outlet for me to write about the music that I'm loving at that particular moment in time. Whether it be a signed band, whether it be a new band, whether it be a band that's dead, maybe it be a band that's independent, you know, whatever is making my ears smile at that particular time, I'll write about, and I'll stick videos on there, and I'll have an occasional rant, and you know, just, it's an outlet for me, mate, and if people like it, then fantastic. But head on over to unpuckerjukebox.com and have a look.
Fantastic. So what do you think about last week's show?
Last week's show, yeah, cool. I actually, musically, I preferred it to the previous week.
Really? Yeah, I can kind of see that. I mean, the mix goes with whatever I feel like at the time and what I've been sent.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a bit of a mixture.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it was a lot of things that I'd heard in there before, but I mean, you know, that Wilton project is obviously a favourite of yours.
Oh,
you know,
that track I love it.
Obviously, being an untrained, not musician type, I didn't really see much difference in the remix.
No, it's quite subtle. It's quite subtle. There's an extra little. Yeah. Not they've just mixed things a bit nicer.
Yeah, but I like it. It's very smooth, very accomplished. It's a good tune. I do like it.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that Mark Philippe track. Is that if I said that right, Mark Philippe?
Red Tears.
Yeah.
Red Tears going down. Yeah.
I really like that. Yeah, great tune. Nice kind of new wave. New Wave,
yeah,
yeah. Jonathan Richman and the Lovers,
yeah. Definitely. But also somebody else. There's somebody else it was like as well.
There is.
An English band.
Don't get me started. I was trying to. I was beating myself up about that as well.
Oh, they did a thing called something National Express.
Oh, you think Divine Comedy?
Yeah, I was thinking Divine Comedy. That's it.
Oh, interesting.
Well, we mentioned the other week, didn't we? Did we?
We did.
Yeah,
we did. The Travis Wartons have split up.
Yeah, I've read about that somewhere along the line. Although, when I went to the website, I didn't make any mention of it there, so hopefully I'm wrong.
Hopefully, I hope so.
That's a great track, isn't it?
That's a good tune, and it upsets me when bands split up, when they've clearly got something. Andrew Foster, top boy, top tune.
Well, I've forgotten, because that was actually recorded here.
That was the Unplug special that we did back in February.
Yep.
I seem to remember. It was a couple of weeks before I got married. So, yeah, it was, my last Unplug special was a free man, you might say. But that's a great tune. And it's a great album as well.
Mm. His website's excellent as well. Have you seen his website recently?
Very good. Very,
very good. Well worth going to that.
The man knows what he's doing. And he also has good taste in trousers.
He does, and hats.
Hats? Really?
Oh, you haven't been to the website recently?
Yes, hats.
You have been to the
website, Yes, definitely, yes. Matt Stevens. Now, his track Relic, I always like what I hear of Matt. I've not heard a lot of stuff. In fact, most of what I've heard of his has probably been through you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that was certainly darker and sort of heavier than the other stuff of his that I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I'm going to play another track from his... I'm going to play another track from that album in the next couple of weeks. But that, to me, is the nearest track I could find to what he was doing in his previous album. But some of the other stuff is like, whoa, that's completely different. So, but I didn't want to do that, first of all. I wanted to sort of like go, it's still sounds like Matt Stevens. And the other stuff still does sound like Matt Stevens, but the new album's very, very different.
Yeah.
Apart from that track, it's like a bit heavier, but there's also a lot of more production and stuff gone into it.
Yeah, that was cool. Kid Russell, that's cool.
Yeah.
Pretty natural, pretty believable, I like that. That Dan Everett track that you played on your Dave, your cup of tea and a piece of cake section.
Oh, yeah,
which
yeah.
I really like.
That's really cool. Nice, wasn't it?
I thought that was good, nice. Yeah, I got the whole, the Joni Mitchell thing that you and Dave said about. That was, pretty obvious. I can't even remember the name of the other, but Captain somebody?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was all right. It didn't.
No, you didn't like it at all, Paul, did you?
Apparently.
It's good.
I wouldn't say I actively disliked it.
No, it's all right. You can say that.
Oh, you know I'll say that.
Yeah.
But what I mean is, it's probably a worse thing to say that it was just all right, because it didn't move me one way or the other.
Right.
It didn't make me want to fast forward. It didn't want to make me, turn it up. It just was like, it's all right.
I bloody loved it.
Burn Happy.
I should have played that. Didn't I say I'll play this for you?
Yeah.
I love it. Love it.
I think it's absolutely fucking brilliant.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Hey, you've got to. I love a good old, big old gay disco anthem. I really do.
But I've played that before, and you hated it.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
And maybe I was in a dark place at the time. I don't know.
Maybe
but
you were.
You've got to realise, mate, that Upside Down by Diana Ross is absolutely one of my favourite songs of all time. I think that's a fucking tune. And I love all the old disco stuff. I've got a disco compilation.
I'm gonna pull out the Unplug the Jukebox where you went, nah, mate, don't like that burn.
Not having that.
I'll find it.
Maybe I said that, I don't know, but
maybe someone can have a look for them. If you go onto the Is This Thing On Podcast website and put in a search for Burn and whatever episodes it's been in, because I've done it in about three or four, actually, at least three or four. They don't talk to me because I have swearing in the podcast and they're all strict Christians. That's why.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. Well, they won't talk to me. Oh, Christ.
So you know what you've done now? You've alienated a whole nation.
Oh, God.
Anyway, go on, let's crack on.
I liked your new tune as well, mate. Very good. Like that?
Yeah, it's getting there.
That's a good. That's a big pop song, mate. That's certainly one of your poppier moments, I would say.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to play it live yet. Not sure.
I think you should, but there we are. Right. Who the hell am I? Right. Okay.
So, anyway, that done.
Yeah, that's done.
That's done. That took us seven minutes.
Right.
So okay. Who are we going to talk about this week, Paul?
I can get through this quickly. This is about, I'm talking about a band this week called Rebel Territory. Now, we're going to talk about their debut. Doesn't say it's their debut. It's a double A-side single called Falling for You. Sorry?
Yeah, okay, sorry. Go on. No, ignore me. I'll rant about it in the podcast. Don't worry.
Boop, boop, boop. What? Double A side?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to rant about?
Probably. I'll probably forget what time I get to do it. Anyway, so crack on.
Smart bet. Right, Falling for You and On the Rock and Roll. It's cool. They've supported the likes of the Mystery Jets and Tipsy Strider and the Blue Tones. And they've been getting rave reviews in various places. This single kind of, I liked both tracks, actually. They kind of, I went on their website and they look like the sort of, that I think will appeal to the screaming teenage girls, but also the beer swilling in, I think there's that kind of, they'll hit the spot. Sorry?
I said, well, you broke up a bit there. They appeal to that and that because of that.
They'll appeal to the screaming sort of teenage girls.
Yeah.
But they'll also appeal to sort of the beer-swilling lads as well.
Yeah.
I think they've got they've hit that midpoint. It's good stuff. The two tracks, Falling for You, it's got a real sort of drive to it. It's quite laddish. It's got swagger, that word that you love.
Swagger Jagger.
It's dripping with lust, teenage lust.
Ew, I don't know if I want to see something dripping in teenage lust.
Oh, it's dripping with it. Saturated in it.
So we're getting into Radio Dentata. I know you listen, Radio Dentata, because they made a comment on Twitter about me the other day.
Did they?
They said, yeah. Turn it up when it gets to that bit, guys. Anyway, so carry on, Paul.
It had a real likeable confidence to it. It's not reinventing the wheel, but it's it's a big pop song, but it retains kind of its indie-ness, if that's such a word. Very much like it. Good loud guitars on it. It's cool. On the rock and roll, obviously, celebrates being on the dole.
Oh, that's for our American listeners. This is your Cockney rhyming slanger.
This is your Cockney rhyming slang, yes.
That's right. On the dole. No, hang on. On the rock and roll.
Upbeat indie pop rock again. Now, I thought the hook borrowed quite heavily from a track called When I Grow Up by Garbage. Remember Garbage? No. But there's also quite a bit of a 70s glam sort of feel to their stuff as well. Sort of buried in there somewhere. I can imagine them being a proper sort of, they're kind of they're kind of indie pin-up sort of band, so a proper sort of, like I said before, an indie pop band that would appeal to, you know, your screaming teenagers.
They're dripping in swagger.
Dripping in swagger. Yes, Rebel Territory. Go and check them out. I think I really liked it.
So where are they? Where are they from, Paul?
I have no idea. Asking me this.
Sorry. Well, they got a web.
They got a website, rebelterritory.co.uk.
Oh, right. Did you mention that earlier on? I don't think you did. I'm actually paying attention this week. Last week I was surfing the web while you were talking.
What do you think the listeners are doing? Jesus Christ. I've not even listening to what I was saying. Rebel. Right. Yeah. So they're Rebel Territory. Go and check them out. Rebelterritory.co.uk. There we go.
Lovely.
Do you know, I did that review 5 minutes before we came on Skype.
It sounds so crafted.
I know.
I don't know how you do it.
I
or why. Alright mate, that's lovely.
Yes.
Well,
this is probably why I've given up doing reviews, you know that?
No, I've run out of
cliches and things.
Dripping with
Your teenage honor. Swagger and lust.
Yeah. Super. Right. Should we piss off?
Yeah, let's do it.
Come on, mate.
All right, mate. All right.
All right. Bye. Marvellous. So go to unplugthejukebox.com and see what he's writing about. He's writing about all sorts of things at the moment. And, go and find out what Paul's up to. There's also Facebook stuff and all that sort of shit. But you can go on the website to find out about that. It's this thing on podcast.com. Hang on.
Hello. This is that posh bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Good. Earlier on this week, I sent a tweet out asking for folk club ideas, and I got some really nice results, some nice replies, and some great links. One of the people that helped me out was a girl called Salwa Azar. Salwa Azar. She helped me out big time, and I said to her, look, can you send me a track? Because I had a little look into her profile. She's a musician. And I said, look, you send me a track, and I'll play it on this podcast this week. And I thought to myself, oh dear. Afterwards, I thought, oh, have I been a bit rash? Because she said, oh yeah, I'll send you a track. And I thought, oh no, what if it's dreadful? What shall I do? What shall I do? Get myself in all kinds of trouble. But fortunately, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. This is Salwa Azar and White Horse.
Like a ghost untethered, lovers shivered when they saw she was free. Thank you. dutiful daughter, carry her away for all time, never to mention what she heard along the way. No ties to bind, no time for you arrive. Love is shivered when they see she's free.
Listening to Is This Thing On.
That was beautiful. That was Salwa Azar and White Horse. And thanks very much indeed for that. Your help, Salwa. And hopefully I should be appearing in some of the pubs and folk clubs that you recommended in the very, very near future. Now, an album I've been listening to this week, and in fact the last couple of weeks, is Marvin B. Naylor's new album. Now, I know we played him a couple of weeks ago, but this track I'm going to play is absolutely stunning. It's from his new album. You can go and get it from Bandcamp. All the links on the, you know, blah, 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 blah. But listen to this. It's just amazing. This is Marvin B. Naylor. This is the sixth track, and it's called Carousel.
Something followed by nothing. Can there be something again? Will a building built on a playground have the echo of play? After the playground, they built a building. Now there's a playground again. The carousel goes round, round and round and round. The swings go up and down. And life goes round, round and round and round. And we're happy to be going round. Carousel goes round, round and round and round. Swings go up and down. Our world goes round, round and upside down. And we're happy when we're going round. Put it on the table.
real fast, I start off slow. So come along, my wooden floor is strong, you can stand on it the whole day long. We say it though it's true, you're mechanical through and through. And when you spin, all those tiny bells will ring, 'cause tiny bells love to ring. We like to lie and look up at the sky, and the sky goes all the way home. On the way home, carousel go round, round and round and round, sky go all the way home. Carousel go round, round and round and round, sky go all the way home. The sky goes all the way.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.
Fantastic. What a great tune by Marvin, and that's Carousel. Very much influenced, I think, there's a heavy Beach Boys influence, and in a very, very nice way. I know he admires, there's a guy who arranges, who produced the Beach Boys, who Marvin knows all about, who's mentioned me before. And I know you're shouting at your bloody computer, Marvin. Just write it all down. Write it all down, mate. And, fantastic. Right, now, another song I've been sent. If you're listening to this for the first time, wondering where I get this music from, and why, you know, whatever. I get my music from people that send it to me. I don't download stuff. There are some podcasts that go and pick tunes from various different websites. I don't do that. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't do it because I just can't be bothered, to tell you the truth. Everything that I play is stuff that I've been sent, either by CD or by an email. And there's some details about how to do that a little bit later on. I'll get someone to tell you about it. I won't do it. So somebody who did send me an email with an MP3 attract MP3 attached is a band called, hang on, let me get this right, Bus Stop Dreams. They sent me a couple of tracks. This is my favourite one. It's called The Big One.
You've got everything you need. There's nothing more you want. You are as happy as you can be, or so you say. Nothing more in this world you want. On your way to work, your body starts to shake. Find yourself in a traffic jam, caught up in a lie, crying like a child. It's a roller coaster ride, and it scares you till you cry. Still you want the big one. It's like driving when you're blind, you just crash and don't know why. Still you want the fast one. Life is like a knife, stab in the dark, a cry in the night. You know who you love and who you don't. Say there is
was no other choice. You think you're always in control. You know your do's and you know your don'ts. One day in the shower, your world begins to swirl. You reach out for something to hold when your legs begin to curl. Crying like a child.
And by now you know.
It's a roller coaster ride, and it scares you till you cry. Still you ride the big one. It's like driving when you're blind. You just crash and don't know why. Still you drive a fast one. In the dark, a cry in the night.
Twitter.com
at Twitter.com
at
Nick_Time
Twitter.com
at Twitter.com
at
Nick_Time
Twitter.com
at Twitter.com
at
Nick_Time
Twitter.com
at Twitter.com
at Twitter.com.
Wonderful. Very Lynyrd Skynyrdy guitar tracks there, I think. I know there's nothing wrong with that. Bloody marvellous. Like a bit of Skynyrd. Now, and I like a little bit of Bus Stop Dreams and the big one as well. Brilliant. Fantastic. Now, asked last week for a jingle or some jingles for the next item, which is a cup of tin and a piece of cake. And guess what? You swines didn't bloody send anything, did you? Come on. Come on. I want a jingle for this. Otherwise, I'll have to come up with something and it might be awful. I don't know, it might be awful. Anyway, let's have it anyway. This is Dave Miles from A Cup of Tin, Piece of Cake, and me talking some time ago.
So, Dave, here we are again.
Here we are again, Nick. It doesn't seem like, it only seems yesterday
it
that
does,
we were
in
last time.
Doesn't yeah. time fly?
It does. God, it does. Another week's gone.
On the internet. Mm. On the internet, time just flies.
Cyber time.
Cyber time, yeah. Is that like hammer time? Cyber time.
Yeah.
Right, so, Dave, who the hell are you again?
Well, for the third time, I'm a Bristol. Well, I'm an old friend of Nick's, and I'm also a DJ on Bristol Community Radio. I have a show called A Cup of Tea and a Piece of Cake. And me and Nick, over the last couple of weeks, have been playing. I've been cherry picking live tracks from my live sessions, and Nick and I have been discussing them.
We have, because they also appear on your website.
They appear on my website as well, Nick, which I always forget. Cup of tea and a piece of cake.com.
That's right. Links of all this will be on my website
yes.
for the podcast. So yes. don't have to worry about writing anything down because we'll do all that. Just go to the website and click on share. That's what happens. That's what we do. Very good. We cut that down. So that's a minute and 8 seconds that took this time, Dave.
God.
So it's not bad. So this week we're going to talk about Wood Pigeon, a track called Wood Pigeon.
Yes, this is a track called Wood Pigeon by a very talented young lady called Leonie Evans.
Right, brilliant. Okay, then Dave, let's just play the track then. So what can you tell us about Leonie, Dave?
Well, sir, you're breaking up a bit now. I can't hear you now.
Right, it's a very emotional part of the show for me, Dave. You just keep talking, mate.
I'm losing bits of it.
Well, don't worry, because I'm recording me here. You haven't got to worry about if you...
Okay, yeah, but I can't hear what you're saying. You might be saying something to me, and I don't know what you're saying.
Well, that's good.
So what are we doing at the moment? Are we recording still?
We are still recording, Dave.
Oh, fuck's sake.
So just tell us about Leonie.
Okay, well, Leonie is a part of a four-piece jazz band called, well, jazz folk, I suppose they would be, called Ray, that's spelled R-A-E. They play a lot of the a lot of the festival circuit. You know, they're quite sort of circuit. Leonie Evans, she's quite well known in her own right as well as a solo artist, but she's part of this band Ray as well, and she writes most of the songs, sings them, and yeah, that's basically it.
Right, okay, cool. And so she came in a while ago and she did a few tracks.
Can't hear you.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do what we did, was it last week? Or week or whatever. we'll just play the track and then we'll do a restart and then come back to it. Let's listen to this track. This is a track by a lady called Leonie Evans, and this is Wood Pigeon. Think of that, Dave?
Well, I quite liked it.
Yeah,
well, in a funny sort of way. It's a bit stoppy starty though.
It is it? A little. It doesn't flow as well as it could do. Mm. And I was sort of listening. We were chatting in between that while that was playing, and you sort of, I think you sort of saw the noticed expression on my face. And it was like, yes. Well, it's kind of okay. But I think, like, what were you saying about it?
Well, the extenuating circumstances of the day were that Leonie turned up at the session without her guitar. And so very kindly, the other guy called lent her his guitar.
So what was the other guy called? We just missed that bit.
Just struggling with a new guitar. Sorry?
Sorry, you're breaking up a bit. Who lent her... Can you go back? Someone lent her his guitar. Who was it?
Yeah, there was another guy who was playing on the radio show as well in that session called Tim, and he lent her his guitar. And so maybe
so you're breaking up again. You see, yeah. So maybe it could have been.
Never mind.
So maybe it could have been the fact that she wasn't playing her guitar, and there's no band.
She wasn't. She didn't have a band. No.
Yeah, without a band. So, I mean, it was okay, but maybe, I don't know. I would have liked to have heard that with a band, because that would have been nice with a bit of percussion, and she could have probably relaxed a little bit more, listened
exactly,
to it, and
yeah.
Just sort of like rode on the back of a band.
Actually,
I've seen a film about that, but never mind. I think the elements of the song were there. You could get an idea of the song, but I don't think that's necessarily the best performance she's ever done.
I think she'd probably agree with that, actually,
yeah.
Herself.
But there's more to her than that, isn't there, Dave?
There's much, much more to Leonie Evans.
There
that,
is
yes.
Indeed, and I think if that could have whetted the appetite of listeners here, and so let's see what we can find on Google, Dave.
Okay, we're looking at Leonie Evans.
We are. See, I've done that already this time.
Oh, you've got ahead of me.
I have. I just thought for this time. This time I'll be here, and MySpace comes up first of all. There's loads of stuff for her. So it's myspace.com/Leonie Evans, and you spell that L-E-O-N-I-E and then E-V-A-N-S. What have you found?
I've also found headfirstbristol.co.uk,
yeah.
Which is another one with Bristol bands on it and gig listings. So her profile has come up. Oh, there's pictures of Leonie.
Oh, yes. Is there?
Yes.
Let's have a look.
Standing there with a guitar.
I've clicked on images. Oh, I can see now. Yeah.
Now, she's not only a part of Ray, she's also a member of the Mandibles, who are another Bristol band.
Okay.
And the Mandibles, they sort of do gypsy jazz type stuff.
Oh, really?
They're quite upbeat, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a bit of a fan of the gypsy jazz, as you know, Dave.
Yes, and also another band you could check out while we're on the subject are the Zen Hussies.
The Zen Hussies,
Yes, who I think we're going to be talking about in a couple of weeks, Nick.
Oh, cool. Well, she's quite an attractive young lady. Maybe
She reminds me a little bit of your daughter, Nick.
She does. She does.
Yeah,
she
in this has, picture here.
Yeah. Maybe not Izzy so much nowadays, but maybe a few years ago when Izzy was sort of a bit blonder and her hair was a bit longer.
Yeah,
not now, she's a short-haired redhead.
That's true, yes. Izzy is the Izzy of old.
She is. Yeah, the Izzy of old. That's her tagline. That's what her tagline's going to be. I'll tell you, looking at images of Leonie on Google, there seems to be one overriding picture of her that's been
What's
used
that?
On lots of websites of her standing with a nice little red F-hole guitar.
Yes.
So that's on the Head First Bristol and MySpace and everything. So I think she's just used... she's used the same picture. There's also something else that's coming up. She's got a Flickr account, it looks like, as well. Someone's put her on Flickr. So, yeah. Very good. Her playing with a saxophone.
You're breaking up, Nick.
Plenty of saxophone there as well, so...
I think there's a saxophonist in the band.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yes. So there's plenty of stuff to find for her. So don't just judge her on the track we did, which wasn't awful. Because if it was awful, we wouldn't have played it, and you wouldn't have picked it out. But probably not the best performance you could have done, but still pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's definite talent there.
Definitely.
Yes.
So if you want to find out more about her, well, just Google her, and I'll put up some links and things, some bits and pieces about that.
And also, Ray, the band, they also put up a link to her session on A Cup of Tea and a Piece of Cake.
Oh, did they?
Yes, so you can find that on here as well if you look up A Cup of Tea and a Piece of Cake.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. I'll just put a big link up to your website, and then you can link from your website. so yeah. You can put all those from there, because otherwise people are listening, as I've mentioned before, about Hank in Texas sitting there listening to this.
Hank don't want to know, does he?
He don't want to know. He's sitting there in his pants scratching himself. He's like, I'm not going to go to the computer now. Maybe later. So just do the one-stop shop. Hey, the one-stop shop, which is the is this thing on podcast.com, and all the links and stuff will be there if I've got my shit together. If I haven't, then just tweet me or whatever, email me and say, oi, what was that band there? So, mate, that's a lot, I think, isn't it?
Nice one, Nick. Yeah, that's it for this week.
We're getting the hang of it now, aren't we, as time progresses?
We are, yeah. We're getting better every week.
Every week, we learn a little more.
More succinct every week.
Indeed. Did we mention your website this week?
I think we mentioned it right at the beginning, didn't we?
We did. Okay, lovely. Well, all right, mate, I'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, Nick. Okay, Dave, bye. Yeah, I know, I cut the end off it, didn't I? Sorry about that. But it was just us saying goodbye. There's no point in me going back and remixing the bloody thing, is there? Because I'm not going to do it. And now, I've had this next track for a couple of weeks. It's by a band called By the River. They're a reggae band, a fantastic reggae band. And I've been sitting on it for a while, and they said, don't play it yet, because we've got the singles coming out on the 8th. And I think it's the 8th today, which is Saturday. And this is a fantastic band. I think they're from Leicester. And at the moment, they're going around the country supporting the Specials. How good is that? So the Specials are some really good venues. So look them up on the via the website and find out about them. This is their new single, and it is called One Word. And of course, it's fucking brilliant.
Someone to show me the way. Open my eyes to see that brighter day. And I just wanna let you know, whoa, you don't need to hide from yourself no more. Yeah, one word is all he said to me. One word, yeah, it set me free. And like the sun shines brighter than ever before. Can't seem to shake this feeling. This is a lovely, 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 lovely day. This is a lovely, 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 lovely day. Another word has been spoken, I'm no longer broken, I'm open to all it seems. This is a lovely, 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 lovely day. One word is all he said to me. One word is all he.
Original music, you must send him an email with your music file as an attachment. If you have a website, include that in the email as it will be mentioned and linked to on the website. The email address is thisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. The music must have been written and played by you. The music file must be an MP3 or MP4A and have your name and the title of the piece of music as the file name. E.g. Nick Tan, Don't Make Me Wait.mp3. If my dad plays your music, he will email you to let you know. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you very much to By the River in One Word. Great little track that. Something's happened to Logic. I have these little things, when I move the files around, it gives it like a little frame that moves them around, so it matches it all up, and that's gone. So all my editing's a little bit like, it's still all right, obviously. Obviously, because you couldn't hear it, and it's okay. But anyway, what have I done? Doesn't really matter. It's just a technical thing. I shall carry on regardless. Now, this track I'm going to play you next by a band by a guy called Peter Doran. And it missed a couple of weeks ago. I was ready to put it on, but due to administration problems with getting permission to play it, it missed the podcast. And it should have made it a couple of weeks ago, and then I forgot about it. So it is worth your while. If you send some stuff in to me, to just give me a little nudge every so often and go, Nick, that track. As Alan can testify, give us a little nudge. Say, Nick, you haven't played that track. And if I didn't play it because I didn't like it, I'm afraid I will tell you. So you'll always get a reply from me. I'll always tell you the truth. But this is a lovely track. It's by Peter Doran, and it's called Eternity.
Hard not to admire the great marching of events forward. We're just stealing a quick look here, a snapshot of the infinite, and all our days are borrowed, and everything gets swallowed by this deep sea, this bottomless eternity. Oh yeah. And it's a full-blown miracle that there's anything here at all. You ready to fall into line when you get called? And all our days are borrowed, and everything gets swallowed by this deep sea, this bottomless eternity. By God, and he said, here's the water and here is the land. There's little in your hands. Most things will come down to chance, and all our days are borrowed, and everything gets swallowed by this bottomless eternity. Oh yeah. We will sow and we will. We will laugh as we weep, but these souls are not ours to keep. These souls are not ours to keep, and all our days are borrowed, and everything gets swallowed this deep sea, this bottomless eternity, this bottomless eternity, this bottomless eternity. Oh yeah.
Salut, mon nom est Emily et vous écoutez Is This Thing On Podcast avec Nick Tan.
Lovely, well, I think that nearly wraps it up. Now, I spoke last week a little bit about playing my tunes at the end of the podcast. A little bit of feedback, mostly from people saying, well, go on, put some songs on the end. So I might do, or I might not. I don't know. I might just think of something else. So if you can think of something else I can put on the end of the podcast, then let me know. Send us an email, or you know, tweet me, or all those other sort of places. You know, all we've got to do is Google the bloody thing, and I'm all over it. All over it. Now, a few months ago, I started this little project called Treat Me Mean, and it's on my website. The links are blah, 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 blah. And what it is I've got a simple little track that I've written, and I thought, well, it might be quite a nice idea if we can get people to add to that track. And some people have sent me some tracks. Some people have sent me a large number of tracks. Mr. Leibowitz sent me pretty much overheads, floor toms, kick drum, snares, bass, guitar, vocals, everything. Monsieur Pascal has also sent me some very dreamy guitars that are quite nice as well. So what I thought I'd do for this week, because I haven't had an awful lot of time in the week to do editing and stuff, is put all the tracks together, so it's one big monster track at the moment. I could sort of like fiddle and fart about with it and mix it a little bit better, because I haven't really mixed it very well, to be honest with you. But you get a sort of an idea of what it's like. So I shall play that for you now. And so if you want to get in touch with me, what do you think I should play at the end of the podcast? Should it be one of my tracks? I mean, if you come up with something and it's not one of my tracks, I'm not going to be offended. I really don't mind. I might put one of my tracks sort of like in the middle or something like that. So something to put on the end of the podcast. So I don't know what it could be. So anyway, you let me know. Right, well, that's it. I'm going to get ready. I'm actually going to do my PRS pubs and clubs scheme this afternoon. I've got another hour or so before I've got to get ready to go for this gig. If you're not in the PRS, I shall talk to you about it next week. It's only for people living in the UK. If you're in America or anything, you've got your own thing going on. You've got your own thing. Anyway, in the meantime, until next week, listen to this. This is Trip Me Mean with Leibowitz and somebody called Pascal, whose name, full name, I can't remember. I haven't got it written down or anything. Anyway, this is Trip Me Mean. Speak to you next week. Bye. Can't hear, can't talk, fall down when I try to walk, oh baby. You treat me mean, come on baby, you treat me so mean. You always frown and you don't laugh, never seen you smile in a photograph, oh baby. You treat me mean, come on baby, you treat me so mean. You treat me so mean, you treat me so mean. You treat me so mean, you treat me so mean. You treat me mean, you treat me mean. Come on baby. You laugh at me when I hold your hand, I just wanna be your loving man, oh baby. You treat me mean, come on baby, you treat me so mean. Said I'd love you forevermore, but then you kick me out the door, oh baby. You treat me mean, come on baby, you treat me so mean. You treat me mean, you treat me mean. You treat me mean, you treat me so mean. Treat me so mean, you treat me so mean, come on baby.
I bought you a diamond ring. You didn't say a goddamn thing. Oh, baby, you treat me mean. Come on, baby, treat me so mean. I made you coffee, I made you tea, but you still wouldn't marry me. Oh, baby, you treat me mean. Come on, baby, you treat me so mean. You treat me mean. You treat me mean. You treat me mean. You treat me so mean. You treat me so mean. You treat me so mean. Come on, baby. We don't talk, we only fight. But I wanna know where you were last night. Oh, baby, you treat me mean. Come on, baby, you treat me so mean. You told me that we were through, but I just wrote this song for you. Oh, baby, you treat me mean. Come on, baby, you treat me so mean. You treat me mean. You treat me mean. You treat me mean, but oh, you treat me so mean. You treat me mean, you treat me mean. It's quite obscene. You treat me so mean. Oh, you treat me so mean. You treat me mean. You treat me so mean. Why don't you treat me so mean? And you treat me mean. You treat me so mean. Come on, baby. Treat me so mean.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do, dear?
Yes, Mummy, what can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
There'll be details of his gigs there too, Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?